And good morning to you. Yes, this is Gavin Stewart. It has just turned 11 o'clock on Sid Valley Radio. So let's have
Sid Valley Radio around the world all day, every day.
I was going to say, let's have a jingle, but there we go. Anyway, straight on with the music. We've got lots of music to play, starting with the Beatles and Drive My Car. Well, maybe.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Understood. Working for peanuts is all very fine, but I can show you a better time. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car, and maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
Drive My Car. I thought I'd throw that in because last Monday I was over in Weymouth test driving the new Suzuki Swift. A very pleasant car as well. Well, out of my league at the moment. Anyway, moving on. But a great day in Weymouth. I was joined by Lily, who you'll be hearing mentioned very shortly. Anyway, moving on. Birthdays. Blossom Deary. She, was it the David Frost Show or the Frost Report she used to have a spot on? Anyway, it's her birthday today. They say it's spring.
When I was young, I lived in a world of dreams, of moods and myths and illusionary schemes. Though now I'm much more grown up, I fear that I must own up to the fact that I'm in doubt of what the modern cynics shout of. They say it's spring, this feeling light as a feather. They say this thing, this magic we share together, came with the weather too. They say it's May, that's made me daft as a daisy. It's May, they say, that gave the whole world this crazy, heavenly, hazy hue. I'm a lark on the wing. I'm the spark of a firefly's flame. Yet to me, this must be something more than a seasonal thing. Could it be spring? Those bells that I can hear ringing. It may be spring, but when the robin stop singing, you're what I'm clinging to. Though they say it's spring, it's you. If poets sing that when a heart's sympathetic, it's merely spring, then poets' plights are pathetic, though I'm poetic too. They say it's spring, for lovers there's where the lure is, that evil thing, for which September the cure is. This they are sure is true, though I know that it's so, that my fancy may turn in the spring with a right one in sight. One can find a perpetual thing. Did I need spring to bring the ring that you bought me? Though it was spring, that wondrous day that you caught me, darling, I thought we knew that it wasn't spring, 'twas you.
Blossom, dearies, celebrating her birthday today. And that was They Say It's Spring. Well, we'll look at the weather about 11:30. Oh, 13 degrees, they're saying, is the highest today, but light rain showers. Will the rain never finish? Anyway, going back to 1940, this isn't a birthday. This song, or tune, I should say, Glenn Miller recorded 1940, Pennsylvania, 65,000. They went in this recording studio this day, 1940, and got their orchestra warmed up and then recorded that. Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Now, someone's birthday, John Walters. He played with Dr. Hook. I think it was the drummer. Anyway, it's his birthday today. And John Walters, of course, there used to be a producer on BBC Radio 1, I think, John Walters. Not the same gentleman, I don't think. Anyway, here is Dr. Hook and their version of the ballad of Lucy Jordan, a hit for Marianne Faithfull.
The morning sun touched lightly on the eyes of Lucy Jordan in a white suburban bedroom in a white suburban town. As she lay there neath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers, till the world turned to orange and the room went spinning round. Yes! At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her head. And she let the phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. Her husband, he was off to work, and the kids were off to school, and there were oh so many ways for her to spend the day. She could clean the house for hours or rearrange the flowers or run naked down the shady street screaming all the way. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her head. And she let that phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. The evening sun touched gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan on the rooftop where she climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. And she bowed and curtsied to the man who reached and offered her his hand and led her down to the long white car that waited past the crowd. Yes! At the age of 37, she knew she'd vow forever as they rode along through Paris with the warm wind in her head.
The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. Not one you hear very often. I thought I'd dig that out. Anyway, yeah, I bought that many, well, when it first came out, and I think it's on a cassette. I've got it. Not even a vinyl record. No, on cassette. The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. Anyway, let's move on. 1986, and particularly 1988, a musical hit the theatres in London in 86, in Broadway in 88, and this was one of the songs from that musical.
is so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situations must go wrong, but this has never yet prevented me wanting far too much for far too long. Looking back, I could have played it differently. One a few more moments, who can tell? But it took time to understand the man. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
Oh, so good.
Wasn't he fine?
Oh, so fine.
Isn't it madness? He can't be mine. But in the end, he needs a little bit more than me.
So well, from the musical Chess, and they recorded their parts separately. I think Barbara was in Germany at the time and Elaine was in London on the stage, and they recorded it separately. The engineers put it all together, became a number one hit in the UK and in other countries around the world, and in the UK was number one, I think, for 4 weeks. I Know Him So Well, from the musical Chess, written by Benny and Bjorn from ABBA and Tim Rice. Great song. Anyway. Oh, yes, now. Yeah, I mentioned Lily earlier because, yes, she wanted to have a test drive of one of the Suzukis. So I took her over. I drove the new Suzuki Swift. She wanted a shot at driving the Suzuki Ignis. Anyway, after that, we went and had a McDonald's. Oh, should we advertise? Went and had a quick meal. Anyway, Lily is off on holiday at the moment, and she went off to Prague on Wednesday, last Wednesday that is. So I thought, City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, very famous orchestra, and here they are with the music from Star Wars. From the Empire Strikes Back, I'm led to believe, obviously part of the Star Wars franchise. Anyway, Lily went off last Wednesday to have a few days in Prague with some friends, and then I get a phone call yesterday morning from Lily in Prague saying, oh, a slight change of plan, I'm off to Greece tomorrow and staying in Athens for a few days so I can do some sightseeing in Greece. So, instantly, my mind came to this song, tune. Zorba the Greek. Will she participate in any of the Greek dancing? We'll have to wait until she gets back to the UK to find out. Thank you. That was Costas Papadopoulos. I think you pronounce his name. Anyway, that was Zorba the Greek. Yes, so Lily's in Athens. Well, I don't know if she's there yet. She was getting an early morning flight from Prague to Athens. But temperature-wise, Prague was a bit similar to us over here. But we'll talk about that after this next piece of music. Who remembers Summer Holiday with Cliff Richard and The Shadows? Well, The Shadows only had two tracks on the album when it came out on the film. And the synopsis was a company running a London bus over to Athens by road, obviously. Anyway, The Shadows, I say, they had two tracks on the album. This was one of them, Round and Round. Shadows, the other track they had in the film was Foot Tapper. Anyway, great hit, of course, in 1963. And Cliff and the Shadows, yeah, great films they made. Of course, preceded by The Young Ones. And then Cliff made another couple of films after that as well. Well, let's look at the forecast, because today in Sidmouth, yeah, we're looking at Sidmouth, 13 degrees during the day, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. Overnight temperature tonight is 6 degrees. Oh my goodness me. Sunset is at 8:30, would you believe, tonight. And a sunrise tomorrow, let me just click on the tomorrow is at 5:50. Yes, so that's the weather in Sidmouth, 13 degrees. Now, Lily has landed, or is about to land in Athens. The temperature, 25 degrees. Oh my goodness me, overnight temperature over there, 14 degrees. And it says mostly sunny for the weather for today. So it's going to be a really warm few days in Athens. And then she'll be coming back to the UK. And this week, our temperature, not until we get to the end of the week, is it starting to get up 16, 17 degrees. And next week, drops back down again. Oh, dear. Anyway, that's the weather for Sidmouth today. So if you are going out and about, maybe take a brolly with you, or just a Pacamax. Do they still call them Pacamax? Do they still make Pacamax? Anyway, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. Let's move on. Demis Roussos, well, he was part of Aphrodite's Child originally. Now, the members of Aphrodite's Child was Demis Roussos, Vangelis, and the third member was Lucas Sidereus, who I don't think anyone ever heard of him again. But, of course, Vangelis went on to be a great music composer. Demis Roussos, sadly, well, both of the gentlemen sadly no longer with us, but Vangelis just passing away fairly recently. Demis Roussos, great singer, and great appetite for steak as well, I led to believe. Here he is, though, a lovely sunny day. It is in Athens. Lovely sunny day. Oh, if only. Yes, well, I'm not jealous at all. No, no, no. Lily, you go and enjoy the sightseeing in Athens and sunbathing and good food, some alcohol, some non-alcohol. You enjoy yourself. We'll hear all about it when you get back later on this week. Oh, dear. Anyway, talking, this is the last piece of Greece we're talking about. Nana Mouskouri. Now, she had her own BBC TV series. She sang in Eurovision. She is a politician after her singing. And she's still with us. Yes, she is. Oh, blimey, I can't believe it. Anyway, she had this massive, massive hit worldwide way back in the 60s, The White Rose of Athens. If I can see it properly.
Till the white rose blooms again.
Intelligent young lady. She could speak 12 different languages. Yes, ended up as a politician. And then I think she resigned that. And she's just living happily with her husband or family. Anyway, Rod Stewart, great musician. And of course, Barbara over in Turkey is a great fan of Rod Stewart's. Well, as am I as well. Otherwise, I wouldn't play his music. Anyway, I was digging in his archives, and this is one that came up. I thought, Precious Memories. I don't remember this one, but it's a lovely song. And Barbara and I, well, we go way back to the late 70s, let me see. If I say 79, I could probably say it was 78 or whatever. Anyway, the late 70s, Barbara and I met. We're still friends to this day, and this is Precious Memories, Rod Stewart.
I know. These precious memories that we made every hour, every day. A kiss, a laugh, every photograph, every sunny holiday. They'll live inside our souls never to grow old, and I cherish each day that we have these precious memories of the gang. When we parted and we sang till the early hours, stumbling home hand in hand in the afterglow. Nothing was rehearsed so beautifully observed, and the thrill is still alive, oh my, my. Listen, baby, I'll show you on the dance floor. Dancing to that George Michael. I was envious of the guy that you were with. Oh, yeah. You were a crazy horse dancing, but I would not take no for an answer. With tongue in cheek, you reluctantly agree. Precious memories of hotels in New York and Paris, warm summer nights in Central Park, rides in a horse-drawn carriage, the ups and the downs, we made every second count, and you still make my heart go boom, boom, boom. Tell me all about it.
Precious Memories, a song from Rod Stewart, yes, and Mark down in New Zealand, yeah, Precious Memories, because he was a student originally at university when I ran the student bar, way back 1990s, that was up until 2002, up in Bedfordshire. Anyway, we've got Cliff Richard, and also to Suki, she's not very well at the moment, so hopefully, fingers crossed and a few prayers in the right place, then hopefully she'll be back on 100% firing on all cylinders. Here's Cliff Richard, not from Summer Holiday, but this is Without the Shadows and Miss You Nights.
I've had many times, I can tell you, times when innocence I trade for company and children saw me crying. I thought I'd had my share of that, but these miss you nights of my heaven. Southward burning lie the jewels that I owe place on the warm winds that embrace me. Just as surely kissed your face, yeah, these missing nights. How I missed you, I'm not likely to tell. I'm a man in cold daylight, buys the pride I'd rather sell. All my secrets are a wasted affair. You know them well. The thread and leave it all behind. Looking when what for my comfort, I take each day as it arrives. But these miss you nights are the longest. Surrender. It's only me who's killing time. Lay down all dreams and things once remembered. It's just the same, this miss you game. Yeah, these miss you nights are the longest.
Cliff Richard and Miss You Nights. Well, let's have a little jingle, because we've not got long to go, sad to say.
This is Sid Valley Radio, 24 hours a day.
Indeed we are, 24 hours a day. Here is, who are we playing next? Sonny Come Home, Sean Colvin, Why Not? Come Home. Oh, we've not got long to go. Let's squeeze this one in. A song Paul Simon wrote on the platform while he's waiting for a train in Widnes. Apparently there's a plaque on either a bench or on the wall at Widnes Railway Station saying this is where he sat and composed this song from. Well, here he is with Simon and Garfunkel, but Homeward Bound. He wrote this when he was on his own, before he teamed up with Art Garfunkel again.
Got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel and Homeward Bound. Time for me to play the last piece of music. And it is Linda Ronstadt, Aaron Neville, Don't Know Much. I shall be back tomorrow evening, 11 o'clock. Bob's here tomorrow morning at 9. Stay tuned to Sid Valley Radio, because we are here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you all for listening. See you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at these dreams, so big and so fair.
But I know I loved you. That may be all I need to know. So many questions still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through. I've ever known me and you.
Look at this man, so blessed with inspiration.
Look at this soul, still searching for salvation.
don't know much, but I know